We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Democrats blamed the NRA for Trump's win 4 years ago. And by the way, they did help get Donald Trump elected. The NRA has for decades been the single most effective get out the vote late campaign operation the Republicans have. And this year they were planning apparently to spend up to $70 million helping Republicans. Now they won't. Why? Because they've been sued. So defensively, they will probably hold back a lot of that money for their legal defense. So if you wanted to short circuit Republicans in November's election, you would go after the NRA. And that's exactly what they've done.
Well, Tucker doing his Tucker thing and talking about the NRA, that announcement yesterday. I have to tell you that when the New York Attorney General, the day after Trump's tax returns from Deutsche Bank were apparently turned over to some extent, and they announced this press conference that's going to be taking place, and it's the New York Attorney General, and everybody was like, oh, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. We're going to get Trump. And they're like, we're suing the NRA to dismantle it. I go, what? Are you kidding me right now? Like, every single thing, every asset or every area that is super important to Republican voters right now, that when you say that you're going to come after the NRA, you want to talk about dog whistles. When you go after the NRA, you have now mobilized a bunch of people who go back to being single issue voters because their Second Amendment rights are the most important thing to them. And that includes a lot of union folk who have probably voted Democrat for a very long time, but they know and appreciate and will demand their Second Amendment rights. And they know that the NRA is there to do that. Are they a political entity? Well, of course that they are. But I sent an article to Katie last night, and I said, this is exactly what we talked about yesterday when this happened. It was from the Daily Wire. And they said they're like Pennsylvania Democrats who are in purple districts right now going, what are you doing suing the NRA? Because now I'm a Democrat and now I got to wear this and I'm going to get asked with my constituents how I feel about this. Now I got to answer to this. Speaking of, I still haven't heard back from Katie Stewart's office if she's going to support Mike Madigan for speaker if she gets reelected, but I will let you know as soon as that phone call comes through. When you put this type of an issue in the forefront and you don't just go after, you know, if there is some corrupt stuff going on, call it out. I don't care if it's the NRA or not. I don't want to be donating money to the NRA, which I have not done myself, but I have a lot of family and friends who have, and I don't have any problem with donating to the NRA. I don't want that money to be abused. So if there's something to call out, call it out. We've seen in the last 18 months people who were very high up, NRA spokespersons, come out and speak against some of the corruption that was taking place there. I heard it first from people who were within the organization who said, this has got to change, and unless it changes, I'm out. So the New York Attorney General goes out and goes past, like, we're going to call out corruption and hold these individuals who did this thing wrong accountable. They want to dismantle the entire NRA. While Tucker is right, I think that could potentially tie up some dollars in court cases. I mean, that's a campaign ad right there that can run for the next, what did we determine it was, 87 days or so before the election. This article from the Daily Wire suggested this would be like right now you have the governor of Alabama come out and say, we want to dismantle Planned Parenthood. When you've got people in purple districts trying to you know, change majorities that exist right now because they are the ones who have to toe the line and not say the wrong thing. Now this thing has been thrust into the forefront And I got to tell you, if you're a Second Amendment voter, Mr. Joe Biden, go out and fire two shots in the air with your shotgun to scare people away. The Democratic Party right now is the party that wants to put the McCloskeys in St. Louis in jail. The Democratic Party right now is the party of Kim Gardner. That's where the Democratic Party is right now. It's the party that wants to dismantle the NRA. And unless you support the alternative to that, you can kiss those Second Amendment rights that you have as you know them right now. Goodbye, Ryan.
This is a very, very stupid move, especially right now. In the last 2 months, gun ownership has skyrocketed. There's an ammo shortage going on right now. And all of these people are new gun owners. These are not traditional red voters. These are people who are afraid because of safety concerns. It's a very, very stupid move to go after those people right now and alienate them right before an election.
Yeah. Ryan,
I'm really curious.
Gabe, yeah, go ahead. I wanted to get what you thought about this.
Yeah, you know, as much as we talk about in the election how, you know, we're going after that squishy middle every election, right? You know, you have the diehards on either end, you know, they're never going to vote for Trump or they're definitely going to vote for Trump. I don't think those camps have moved much. There may have been a little squish on either end, but I'm wondering how much the Democrats have alienated those people in the squishy middle with what they've been doing lately. I mean, with the defund the police stuff, the blatant support for, you know, what everybody and their mother knows is violence and destruction in you know, as part of these various protests and things, and just the pandering and then the NRA stuff. I mean, there are so many issues where I think traditional Democrat voters, the squishy Democrat voters, I'll call them, if nothing else, they're going to stay home in November. And I'm just wondering how big of an effect the craziness on the left is going to, you know, come to fruition in November.
Yeah, I do. There's so many things that should be the biggest story that are just woven into one another to where's it going to end? Where's it going to start to fray before now in November 3rd? We don't know. And what is going to come up that we haven't already predicted? I wanted to get to this story here. Fox Business is reporting within the last hour, Steve Mnuchin has rejected a $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus offer from Democrats. He said that's a non-starter. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin rejected an offer from Democrat leaders for a roughly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package amid growing concerns that negotiations between the two parties are on the brink of collapsing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi proposed the $2 trillion price tag during a closed-door meeting on Thursday, an attempt to reconcile the two parties' drastically different aid proposals. Democrats offered to reduce their $3.4 trillion aid package by $1 trillion if Republicans would agree to raise their estimated $1 trillion proposal by the same amount. That would result in legislation that costs somewhere between $2 and $2.4 trillion. Pelosi said, yesterday I offered to them, we'll take down $1 trillion if you add $1 trillion in. They said, absolutely not. So that's where we are right now. This is all being reported from Fox Business that I'm reading it from. It says the top negotiators, Meadows, Mnuchin, Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer met again today. This afternoon on Capitol Hill, Pelosi said she would reiterate her $2 trillion offer. So, Ryan, should we send you
trillions of dollars?
If you send me, I'm gonna wreck the whole thing. So if you want no deal, then go ahead and send me.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Here's, second guessing.
Quick, I want to shift gears here real quick before we get to a break, because at 2:25 we're going to go into our Ask Me Anything segment. I haven't been here for two Fridays. This has been a while since we've been able to have this conversation. So if you have any questions you'd like to ask of myself, of Ryan, of Katie, of Gabe, somebody asked if Katie's married. She certainly is, very happily. So we got that off the board here. Comment your questions and we will add them into our Ask Me Anything segment. It's a fun segment. We're going to do that in about 10 minutes. Your guys' opinion on this. This is a Forbes exclusive. Kanye West indicates that his spoiler campaign is indeed designed to hurt Biden. What's Kanye doing right now, Katie? I'll go with you first. What's going on with Kanye? Do you feel sorry for him? Or do you think he knows what he's doing? There are mental health questions around this. Is that the majority?
I think he knows what he's doing. And I think his ultimate goal is to show exactly what to prove Joe Biden wrong, that the black community is not a monolith. I think he is trying his best to show that. And don't get me wrong, as we've said multiple times, he does have mental disorder. He does have bipolar disorder. Yeah. So, I mean, there's that has to play within all of this. Mm-hmm. But I think that he's just trying to prove a point that not everybody thinks the same way, and that the Black community is not going, you can't buy their vote. You've actually got to prove yourself.
Gabe, would you say there's anything to my hunch that the only way that the entertainment industry, the people who have been so, you know, gaga over Kanye West for so long, can explain his current situation is that the only way this is possible is if it's a mental health issue? That there's no possibility that Kanye West, when he talks about some of the things that he said politically about, especially when it comes to religion, when it comes to abortion, when it comes to what the Republican Party has done for people like him, his initial thought when he said that he likes the way Candace Owens thinks, the acceptable explanation in the media is there's a mental health issue.
Yeah, I think for some reason, leftist thinkers believe that in order to have any sort of beliefs that intersect with conservatives or conservatism or the Republican Party or anything like that is if you are crazy or stupid or evil. And those are the only possibilities that they have in their mind. So they've decided somewhere along the way that Kanye isn't evil or stupid. So they've settled on crazy. And that's kind of that's their mode of operation. And you know, in contrast, conservatives just think leftists are mistaken. And, you know, that's why we always, you know, they yell at us, you're a crazy, you're a thisophobe and a this and you're just evil. And we say, okay. But just hear me out. That's kind of how those conversations tend to go, right? Mm-hmm. And that's because of the way we approach them.
Ryan, is there any possibility that Kanye West's dabbling here in politics has an actual tangible effect on the election?
I would have said no up until that statement, because he's saying right there that he is deliberately running to play spoiler to Joe Biden, correct?
That's what Forbes is saying. It says, in an exclusive interview, the billionaire rapper says he's, quote, walking for president as GOP operatives work to get him on state ballots.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be that surprises me, because up until now, I would have said for sure that he's just doing album publicity. But if he's deliberately doing this to cause a political outcome, then maybe he will affect things. He's got to be on in the right states. I mean, if he's on in just South Carolina and Illinois, then he's not going to do anything. But if he's on in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, he could have an impact.
Forbes says, this is from the article in Forbes, when it was pointed out that he actually can't win in 2020, that he won't be on enough ballots to yield 270 electoral votes, and that a write-in campaign isn't feasible, and thus was serving as a spoiler, West replied, I'm not going to argue with you. Jesus is king.
Okay. No.
Ending that conversation.
Yeah. I like that.
I'll tell you this. As somebody who interviews people professionally, I would not know what to say next.
Right.
I'd be like, yep.
Well, dang.
You got it.
That was a mic drop. It was a mic drop right there. Yep. That's what that was.
And I think that's where we complete this interview. All right, quick break here. When we come back, we see some Ask Me Anything questions coming in on the chat. Go find us on your favorite platform. Type in Annie Fry Show and you'll find us. And on the break, on the live, while you're coming to join the chat, I will play for you a video of myself and my 4-year-old daughter on Thunder Mountain. And man, you can't hear it, but the giggles. Oh, the giggles is so fun. All this will go up on the Annie Fry YouTube page. Make sure you go subscribe there, and you'll get some of this stuff if you like it. We'll be back in just a minute.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you being here. We've got a lot of people submitting some Ask Me Anything questions on our chat right now, so let's get straight to it.
If you have anything to ask me, just go ahead.
I want the truth!
Say it.
Thank you for your honesty.
You can't handle the truth!
And the truth shall
All right, I'm going to go with Professor Chris's question from YouTube first. If you had to live in a cartoon TV show, which show would it be? I don't know. I don't have anything off the top of my head that really stands out. Anybody immediately is like, yeah, I know I got the answer to that question.
It would not be a kid's cartoon. I know that because they're too crazy. I think I would lose my mind in a kid's cartoon. So something like The Simpsons, probably your
favorite.
There's
a lot of violence. There are anvils, yes. Hammers. I mean, probably not anymore. The cartoons that I remember were very threatening. What about you, Katie? Go ahead.
I'm going to either say SpongeBob or Bob's Burgers. Both of them are hilarious and weird and zany and fun. And I'm like, wait, that actually sounds really great. And nobody has any responsibilities, so it's great.
It's like, I'm not going to show it, but there's a Barbie cartoon that's on Netflix or something. I don't know. And I got to say, there's a lot of sarcasm that's written into it that I hear that my kids don't hear. But I mean, it is very superficial and everything. That seems safe. And I've not seen any anvils. And the drama and the angst that goes along with it seems manageable. I mean, I've lived through that life, mm-hmm. and it, not the Barbie life, but the preteen life. And I think I could handle it. I think I could educate them. They wouldn't see it coming. What about you, Gabe?
I could be the star of the
show. There's a little bit of this. Yeah, right. There's a little bit of discussion about 90s cartoons in the chat, and I was immediately thinking about Tailspin. I don't know if you guys remember that at all. It's a Disney cartoon, and it used the character Baloo from The Jungle Book, and it was all about flying airplanes and just basically living in the sky. So that's probably the one I would pick.
Katie, would you have a snorkel if you were in SpongeBob, or if you were in that, would you just, I mean, a snorkel wouldn't help you.
I wouldn't want to be like the squirrel, like Sandy, where she has to like live in a bubble because she can't breathe underwater. I would want to be a character that can breathe underwater, like Patrick or SpongeBob.
Okay. And if you, like me, have never seen a SpongeBob,
Katie is a star.
I'll take your word for it. What about you, Ryan? You probably really thought this through.
Not as well as Katie has, surprisingly.
I came up with
I wouldn't
want to
be one of those
head.
People who has to wear a bubble on their head. I mean, that would be ridiculous.
Pathetic.
I keep trying to think of some sort of adult cartoon. Not weird, but, you know, like made for adults. And I can't think of a great one that the world is calm enough that, because, like, anime, those cartoons are crazy. They're for adults.
Yes, they are.
But people are flying through the air and chopping each other's faces off and stuff.
So thank you. You can't live that kind of stress.
Causing small nuclear explosions, yes.
Right, and stuff that I would have loved as a kid. I don't know, maybe Gummy Bears from the 90s.
What about Teletubbies?
That's not a cartoon, is it?
Oh, that's not a cartoon.
So, no, I can't. There's rules here,
that
Katie.
Was real life.
Exactly.
Those are real Teletubbies. They were not animated. Gosh, Katie, you're ruining it for everybody. All right, Gabe, why don't you go first with a question here?
Sure. What if you have one, what is your favorite quote from a movie or TV or book or anything like that? When I kind of found this question when it occurred to me, it was a book I read a long time ago by Frank Herbert. It's called Dune. And there's this little mantra that the people were taught, and it starts with, I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. And I always kind of like that whole idea that, you know, having a mantra kind of to go through your head and just, you know, let the fear flow off you, pass through you,
man,
all that stuff.
One. That's a really good one. I'll go. Okay, yeah, go.
I'll go.
Yeah, anything.
I think this is a Dabo Sweeney quote, which is a Clemson football coach who I admire greatly. I'm not a Clemson fan, but usually Notre Dame is not in the championship game. So I end up learning a little bit more about Dabo than I intended. But he once said, let the light within you shine brighter than the light shining on you. And I have always taken that to heart, that the thing that I have inside of me to show the world needs to be the light that people see, not one that anybody shines on you, because people shine the spotlight on you for quite an array of reasons. And very rarely is it to try to show your perfections. It's usually to show your imperfections. So let the light within you shine brighter than the light shining on you. That's mine. Man. Or Martin Luther, here I stand, I can do no other, but you know. This is most certainly true. I'm speaking in Lutheran code to people right now.
That's a Lutheran dog whistle.
What does that mean?
Katie, you want to go?
This is the thing that I could think of off the top of my head is a song lyric that I am absolutely obsessed with, and it's by one of my favorite bands, Coldplay. It's from Clocks, and it's, am I a part of the cure or am I a part of the disease? And I that's always just resonated with me. Ever since I heard that song when I was a little girl, I just thought it was such a brilliant lyric, especially probably in this time. Am I contributing to the goodness or am I contributing to the badness?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
This isn't necessarily well, it's a quote. It's more of an idea that I think about a lot. I really do. This is from a short story called Harrison Bergeron by Kurt Vonnegut.
That's a lot of words.
Wow.
I know. but a quick quote is, the year was 2081 and everybody was finally equal. Nobody was smarter than anybody else. Nobody was better looking than anybody else. Nobody was stronger or quicker. All this equality was due to the 211th, 212th, and 213th amendments to the Constitution. It's a great story about how we would actually achieve in a dystopia equality.
We don't have this kind of time, Ryan. We really don't.
Equality.
Period.
You went into that, and I realized that I tuned out, and then when I looked back up, Katie was going, mouthing, what? And I thought, when I re-entered this conversation, it made as much sense to Katie, who I assume listened to the whole part of the conversation. To boil down what Ryan just said here, I'll go with what Jeanette commented on Facebook. You was smart, you was kind, you was important.
That's a great one.
Yeah. I say that to my kids, and on some days, that's all that they need to hear.
That is a good one.
And if you want to follow Ryan on Twitter at Radio Wiggins, you can ask him questions about whatever it is that he just said later.
Yep, Harrison Bergeron. Mm-hmm.
Harrison Bergeron, yep.
I only know one Bergeron. Katie, you got a question?
I do. So if we truly were to shut down the country again, like some are suggesting, would we ever be able to recover from the damage that was done? Ryan, if you want to go first, then Gabe, then Annie.
If the question is ever, I think yes. It would take a while, and we would have to have policies that weren't reliant on government to allow the market to recover, because that's what markets do if you give them time and you take your hands off of them. But my fear is if we were to shut it down, and we had a Biden presidency or anybody who would just try to heavy-handedly force government assistance to everything, we would never come back, and we would be a different country after this.
Oh yeah, I'm with Ryan on that one, pretty much. Yeah, because it's like basically the Depression, right? And I think what made the Great Depression the Great Depression, as opposed to a recession, is I can't even remember the president's name, but his interventionism in trying to fix everything through government, means, and that just extended it. It delayed the response of the economy, which would have been the comeback.
Yeah,
but FDR, that's right. And for some, I don't know why I blanked on that, but yeah, for some reason, yeah. People want to keep controlling the economy, but the economy, it'll take care of itself.
I want to say that I think America will always be able to recover, but it is always going to reside in the American people's decision to do it and the limiting of the government to keep us from doing it. We are in charge, and we will be Lincoln is the one who said that basically we're the only ones who can destroy ourselves. And I believe that. Mm-hmm. And I think that we can fix it. And I think that it's on us to make sure that we preserve what we have and recultivate it when it seems to slip away. Did everybody ask one question so far? Brian, did you? Go ahead.
I have not. This one will be, I think, harder than it seems. So don't jump. Okay.
No,
hang on.
Yours
here.
Are always difficult.
Complicated. I know.
You can only choose one this
year.
Going back to Harrison Bergeron.
Harrison Bergeron.
How do I make this conversation into what I want? Okay, you can only choose one thing this year. A Cardinals World Series or a Blues Stanley Cup, keeping in mind that Cardinals games would take place here and Blues games would not.
Well, I would say Cardinals baseball, but I don't think that'll surprise anybody.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go ahead and say I would choose a Stanley Cup.
I think I would choose a Stanley Cup.
Back-to-back Stanley Cup champions would be too awesome.
It would be wild. I think I'd choose a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I think, Stanley the Cup. Oh, my wife would go nuts on that. She's Canadian, so hockey's in her blood.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to ask, where did this question go? I just had it up here. because it was really silly. And I thought, this is exactly what I imagine is going through Ryan Wiggins' brain when I'm rambling on the show and he's lost interest in what I'm talking about. Brad says, ask me anything for everyone. Would you rather have a retractable visor on your head or retractable wheels on your feet?
That is what goes through my head.
I know. It's almost
like
plagiarism, Brad. Yeah. What do you think, Ryan? Do you need
retractable
some time?
Visor or retractable wheels? I think you'd clearly have to do wheels. Visor is just too easy to grab, but wheels on your feet that you could go any time.
I want to go fast.
It's too cool.
Yeah.
As long as stores would let you go through.
Every downhill would be an adventure.
Yes, exactly.
Terrifying adventure.
As long as you don't have rock streets.
An adventure is one way to put it. I would say wheels, too.
Wheels.
Yep. Unanimous.
Who's that offended by the sun in their eyes? That they'd be like, no, I'd rather use my own feet and legs. But that sun.
That sun's got to go.
I like the word offended there.
Yeah.
Offended by the
sun. I just came from Florida and walk 30,000 steps a day. And I'll tell you what, my feet. If there is anybody in our listening audience that does like professional foot fittings for shoes, walking shoes, I am in the market because I had a feet disaster when I was on vacation. And I need somebody who's going to tell me what I need to do. Like, I am ready to invest and have somebody explain how to not get blisters mm-hmm. that will potentially ruin your trip.
Get some good shoes.
And now to that New Balance store, huh?
Ryan, what
Jennifer on Facebook says, the show you're referring to, Annie, that you'd like to live in is Barbie Life in the Dream House. Does that sound right?
It sounds like a dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfecto. Like
I watch it with my kids and I have actually cried because I was laughing so hard. Yeah, I know. There's like things that you hear in the background and you're like, man, they're just going in on it. But the kids don't understand. And then we took this picture on vacation, and it's in front of this Freya. I don't know how to say it, but it's in Norway in Epcot, and it says Loki. It's the Viking gods or something like that building. And on one side it says Odin and Thor, and the other side it says Loki and Freya, F-R-E-Y-A, but we take a family picture by there each time we go. And my daughter is over the shoulder looking at the picture with her hands on the hip, and I'm like, what are you doing? Why do you say, like, where did you, because she learned that from somewhere, and she sure is. I need somebody to come teach me how to take pictures because I am bad at it. And the answer is Barbie. So
she learned the pose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's educational.
Yeah. He says the good feet store. Yeah. Any recommendations that you have for my poor footsies? I definitely need, I'd love to partner with somebody. Contact me on the Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. From what I understand, Steve Mnuchin has been holding a press conference. It's not being carried on Fox News, so I don't know if it's something that is making national news or if he's just reacting to what we already reported. If there's something to update you on, we will have that for you. And Tony Colombo, it'll be in studio with us in just a moment for a little Annie, Are You Okay? Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for joining us. We have been watching to see what Washington, D.C. can come up with in the course of trying to find a second stimulus for the American people. We got some good job numbers today. I don't know that everybody was like super thrilled about the job numbers if you're on the left, because they said that they didn't improve as much as they were on the pace to improve before, but they were better and they did better than they were expected to. So that is good. So we continue to wait and see what is going to come of this deal, and they don't have one yet. The president has been working up an executive order on a payroll tax cut. We had Grover Norquist on the show at 12:25, who talked about what that would look like and gave us an example of what it would look like. So please go to the Annie Fry Show podcast and subscribe there. You can get it at radio.com as well, and you can hear part of that conversation of what that executive order would look like. We got Tony Colombo in the room right now. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. How is everyone?
Tones.
We're doing fine.
Tones.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Tony, if you were going to live inside of a cartoon, which cartoon would you choose to live inside of?
Oh, man. That's a great question.
Right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Katie would like to be in SpongeBob, but she has a large writer that would have to go along with
a writer.
Bikini Bottom.
I have a lot of requests if I'm living in Bikini Bottom.
I don't know. Flying cars, right? The Jetsons, that might be okay.
Oh, snap. That's
a great point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Jetsons wasn't violent. I could go with that.
Yeah. That's the thing that I think of right off the top of my head. I'm sure that I'll come up with a different, better answer as if I get a chance to think about it more. If I get to drive one of the Lions, then I want to be in Voltron. But if
Voltron,
right? But if I'm just living in that world,
terrifying.
Then
that's not your thing.
That's
is
not
there
my
a
thing.
Human
yeah,
on the planet that
you're
would
just
pick
a villager getting stomped by Robies?
Right, exactly.
Is there a human on the planet that would pick the Flintstones over the Jetsons?
No.
Probably,
I can't imagine why you
would. But yeah, I don't know why you would.
Ryan, maybe
would you?
Maybe a kid who's really enamored with dinosaurs.
That's a good point.
I would not. I would not. That world looks terrible, and I love comfort.
Yeah, yeah.
I love things. I want more things.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's get to it. Annie, are you okay? Haven't done it in a while.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
All right, this first one, it takes a little explaining, so bear with me here. You've probably heard
of the...
Does it
have to do with Mr. Bergeron?
No. You've probably heard of the old rule of thumb that dog years are like human years times seven.
Seven.
Right?
So but when your dog is one, it's like being
seven,
a seven-year-old.
2, 14, 3, 21, right. But a new study has found that system is not accurate. They studied the age of the cells, scientists studied the age of the cells in the dog. I'm glad Gabe's here because I'm going to question scientists. Here's what they found. Dogs make a huge leap in their first year, and by the time a dog is one, they're basically like a 30-year-old.
Wow.
Then they're aging.
Whoa,
yeah.
What?
After 1 year, they're basically like a 30-year-old person. Then their aging slows down, and at two, they're around 40. By the time they're four, they're like a human that is 52. And then their aging tails off almost completely. By the time a dog is 10 years old or older, it's like they're a 70-year-old person. And basically, the years match human years at that point. Huh. So once they're 10, they're like a 70-year-old person. But once they're 11, they're like a 71-year-old person.
That
at least it's easy to remember.
Annie, what's going on the, what are we doing here?
Showing vacation videos.
Not paying attention.
It's a little something extra for the Facebook, Facebook
like
Live
it.
Listeners.
I looked up and I thought, I thought I did something wrong. I was like,
how old would Winnie the Pooh be?
The wrong button on my phone? What am I seeing?
Well, am I supposed to be okay with this?
Yeah.
I guess I am.
Are you okay?
Do I get half a say in?
Are you okay with quote unquote scientists messing with dog ears?
No, because I can't figure that out. I'd have to memorize it.
Right.
Exactly. I know how to multiply
things
by seven.
One and seven is the way it goes.
I definitely disagree with that. You know, 1-year-old dog is equivalent to a 30-year-old person. No, if you've raised a dog, you know that a 1-year-old dog is still a puppy.
I've always heard 2 years.
They still behave like juveniles.
Puppy. Yeah, they're a puppy for 2 years.
Why do you have to change things?
Right, we got to change. Right, scientists.
Rosie.
Leave it alone.
Well, they're talking. They're talking cellular decay. It doesn't really matter in terms of dog personalities, which is the thing we have to deal with.
In terms of things that I understand. My dog's three, and I think that like three has been where she's started to be a bit more responsible and not be just like psycho. And I think that when you get into your early 20s, you still make some bad decisions that need to be corrected, and life has a way of correcting it. But at the same time, I don't necessarily – what would three make her, 50?
21.
Yeah, right around there. Yeah.
Yeah, 21. I'm going with 21. Faux show. Don't understand.
Okay, we can fly through these now. A bank robber in Houston last week claimed he was only doing it because he didn't get a stimulus check.
Makes sense.
It's not clear if that is true or not. Police are still looking for him, but...
Oh, what?
Are you okay with robbing a bank if you got stiffed on your stimulus check?
Yeah, I think that's the natural progression of strife.
What if you only steal $1,200? What if you're like, hey, look,
yeah, I didn't get my check from the government.
I'm
so,
just getting mine.
Rob a bank.
I'm just getting whole. That's it. That's all
it makes sense. There you go.
I think that it's likely that if you're robbing, what did he get?
It didn't say. It didn't say how much he got away with.
Maybe
if
he's not been
worth
caught,
it, so to speak.
But he told
as
he was robbing the teller, he told them that he was only doing it because he didn't get his stimulus check.
I'm fine with that, but you have to give it to him in pennies, that jerk.
There's a new viral trend. New viral trend where people online claim that if you want to make cheap, light beer taste better, you just drop a pickle in there.
Okay.
And this actually is not a new thing. Esquire did a story about this a few years ago. Some people think it gives light beer a nice kick because pickles have so much salt, but they warn to make sure that you use a big enough glass, of course, as the pickle will tend to cause foam and overflow the glass. You okay, Annie, with dropping a pickle in your Michelob?
I'm not pickle really a beer drinker. I can't even weigh in on this. It sounds terrible.
Katie,
pickle in your Mickle.
You okay with dropping a
pickle in your Mickle? Okay with it now because it rhymes.
I think I'm going to try this tonight. Should I do this tonight and take a video of
just
it?
Just do it at 3.
Yes.
Do it at 3 o'clock beer.
No, I still got some work to do.
I want to see it.
3 o'clock beer.
No, I don't drink beer at 3.
Just
people wanted a Marty update.
Beer.
They're getting it right now.
Just missed the 250 beer.
Right, yeah.
I'll do a video of it tonight.
According to scientists, Katie's puppy is like 12.
We need a pickle in your Mickle video with Katie and Marty.
There you go.
That dog looks like a 30-year-old man.
It's the cutest 30-year-old man I've ever seen.
An Irish pub in Spain. That's right, an Irish pub in Spain. It's called Murphy's. Has banned.
Don't act like we don't have Irish pubs here, folks.
Exactly, exactly. We have Irish pubs in America. They can have Irish pubs in Spain. Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah.
What does a Spanish pub in Ireland look like?
Exactly.
It's called Murphy's.
You have to address the double take. Right. Everybody's going to double take. You have to.
Oh, well, you have to make sure you're setting the scene right here, too. An Irish pub in Spain, it's called Murphy's, has banned Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline from being played in the bar. Because drunk people apparently are incapable of not singing along to Sweet Caroline.
Sober people aren't capable of not singing. Like, who hears Sweet Caroline
Murphy's,
and can't sing along? Like,
Murphy's
sing.
Has banned it because they don't want the whole bar singing along and therefore spreading the coronavirus with the droplets in their mouth as they do
that.
Yeah,
because that's what's spreading the coronavirus.
Bah. I thought it was
so
the lyrics.
Good. So good.
Hands
so good.
Touching hands.
Are they okay with censoring sing-alongs?
No. We need to have more sing-alongs. We need to have more togetherness 6 feet apart, socially distanced. It's just like on the roller coasters in Japan. They said that I think you did this story, Tony, a few weeks back.
Yeah, you're not allowed to scream.
You're not allowed to scream. That video is so... Those two Japanese scientists are having a heck of a time.
Trying
stoically,
to not
scream in your heart.
Yeah, right. I tried to do that on the roller coasters, and I just laughed at myself.
Didn't work out.
Oh, do you have to hit the thing? I could have saved this one for Signs of the Apocalypse. This could go either way. A person in South Korea put over $40,000 worth of cash in the washing machine to get rid of coronavirus germs, and they destroyed all the money. Under banking rules in South Korea, they could only exchange the damaged bills for half their value.
Oh, my gosh.
Annie, are you okay with running your cash through a delicate cycle just to be safe?
Money laundering. No.
Oh.
But I have to say, I had my daughter's souvenir cash in my back pocket of some shorts, and we did some laundry on vacation, and I was looking for the shorts, and Jared's like, oh, I washed those. And I just found those shorts when we opened up the suitcase, we were unpacking, and they were... We had four envelopes that had different kids' souvenir money divided and then one other one. And it's all wrapped up. I haven't unfolded it. So I hope our money is supposed to be able to go through the laundry just fine and look okay. But I'm really hoping it's not bad because it was, I don't know, like $50 in there or something.
Dang.
Don't launder your money.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody else's money.
The pandemic may mean the end of the McDonald's ball pit. McDonald's CEO says,
I'm okay with that.
Quote, there's probably some good public health reasons not to have them. I don't know.
Probably.
We have ball pits in our future. You okay with no ball pits?
Oh.
Ball pits are disgusting. Cancel
the ball pits.
I only have one more. So real quick. Professional,
you're crippling kids' immune system.
Professional cuddlers are offering virtual snuggle sessions in lockdown.
Scam.
Are you okay with paying someone to give you a virtual hug?
I'm okay with paying anybody not to hug me.
A virtual hug and you have to pay for it. No, thank you.
What a rip. I mean, if it makes them feel good, maybe. I know. No, I'm not a hugger. And my sister sent me a picture that says of a sweatshirt that she thought I would like, and it was a cute little dog on it, and it said "Ew, people." And I was like, "Why did you send that to me? I like it." And she's like, "I knew."
I like it.
Well, this is perfect for you then.
Yeah, the pandemic in that regard has helped me out. Thanks, guys, for watching. Dave Glover Show coming up.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.